confession is good for the soul. So I think it's fierce good of McColgan to have confessed, to have owned up to his feelings of guilt. I imagine that they must have been distracting those feelings. And the wonderful thing about confession is that it takes away guilt. To admit that you have fallen short in some way, perhaps short of your own ideals, perhaps short of other people's ideals. But to admit that without reservation, without trying to minimize the what's at stake, is a very human way of expunging guilt. And McColgan has done it. And I think the remaining, it's not for me to issue an absolution. It's not in my gift. But just speaking personally as one of the people who didn't receive a personal message from my great friend McColgan, I would not want any guilt to be felt. But in keeping with the tradition, I have a penance to impart to McColgan, and it is that he continue making sincere audiobooks. You're on audiobooks.
Where's Ben?
You're on audiobooks.
Where's Ben?
He's gone to the toilet.
No, he's not, because I saw him when I was going in. I saw him coming out.
I'm pretty sure he went to the toilet.
Yeah, he did. But when I went in, he was coming out.
Now, this conversation is on audiobooks.
I don't care.
Okay, well, I'm not sure where your brother's gone to.
Okay, and after this,
would you like to say anything to the audiobook community? Okay, I have warned you that I was recording.
What?
Okay, I'm dead. Okay. So, my penance to McColgan, to come back to this now, is that he continued to make sincere audiobooks throughout 2014, making at least one sincere audiobook. No, actually, I withdraw that. It takes much too long. You can't give somebody a penance for a year for something that is a venial sin. So let us go back to a venial sin and give an appropriate one. So my penance to McColgan is that he, at the start of 2014, that he makes an audiobook which shares his sincere intentions for the coming year. That would be enough, I think. And if I might be bold enough and heretic enough to issue my personal absolution to McColgan, I'd like to do so now.